All right, on this episode of MMA Canada Radio, very excited to be talking to an individual competing on March the 16th, which goes down at BTC 23 Revolution. It's a main card bantamweight bout as Ethan Herod and Noah Croswell get out there into the cage. And great having Noah on MMA Canada Radio. How's your day going, man?
It's been pretty good. Not gonna lie, just finished doing a little bit of training. Now just relaxing, waiting for the second session.
No, that's awesome, man, and I appreciate you making the time on, you know, a busy day and just some busy general preparations and all, and to that point, a lot to talk about with this fight. But I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't at least briefly touch on the last one, you know, securing the first pro MMA win over Liam Gallagher at BTC 20 last June. And I know you said in the social media post it's only the beginning, but all the same, I would think that that's a good moment in a certain regard, right?
Absolutely, yeah. No, that was a big triumph to overcome, especially after having a couple of decisions not go my way and whatnot. But yeah, it's good to get the O crossed out and, you know, start moving forward with my career in the right direction. So, I mean, and it was a good opponent to beat too, right? Because I was able to take a lot of the clout and whatnot. He was a big name coming up in Hamilton. So that also was a big thing. And he was training partners with one of the older opponents that I fought. So that was nice.
Yeah, and kind of interesting. I mean, just seemed like kind of a similar arc to like what your brother was going through in a sense, like your brother Nigel with some of the earlier decisions and stuff like that going a certain way, but kind of getting that first dub the last time out. So that's kind of a unique sort of like comparable arc kind of thing there between you two guys in a sense.
Yeah, and that just made it that much sweeter for us both to come out on the show, the same show, and both of us. I mean, hopefully, again, we get to do it again. Coming out in Kingston, we're both highlighting the show together, so looking to do a repeat.
Yeah, and I was going to ask about that because I did notice you guys are also on this same card, and I've talked to different sibling fighter duos over the years, and it seems like the sentiment can kind of vary a little bit. I feel like I almost know the answer here, but just kind of thought to, I guess, get into it a little bit with you. Because, like, for instance, I've spoken to the Laramies before, and I feel like TJ has a certain, like, oh, yeah, it's like I'd rather kind of, I don't know, focus on my own situation. Or just to say, like, both of the brothers almost have, like, a different idea of it. Like, I'd almost rather not have the background focus of my brother on the card, or even like the Pettis brothers, similar kind of regard. But it seems like you guys really get motivated by being on the same card. Is that a fair way to characterize that dynamic?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, we train with each other all the time, right? So it puts us most into our comfort zone when we're there together doing that stuff together. And it's better for the people, right? It puts on a better storyline, puts on a better show, everything like that. I mean, it's just something we've always done since we were younger too, right? So we've always been kind of on the same page. We fight, our stylistics are really very similar, so we know what each other is good at, we know what each other needs to work on, and we've always really been there for each other when it comes to that kind of stuff. So it just helps us motivate and push us even further into what we're doing.
Yeah, for sure. And you were talking about training with your brother lately. I've been seeing he was kind of out in like that Stony Creek area getting in work. Is that like predominantly where you're at? Because I saw like a few years ago, you were getting in that Toronto top team work. But are you more like, I guess, like Niagara region, like Hamilton surrounding area, that sort of thing?
Yeah. We're located more so Hamilton. Like, we do kind of dabble out in Toronto as much as we can. It's just very, very hard with the commuting and everything like that going on. But, mainly been located out of House of Champions and Soy Dogs MMA. Soy Dogs, I don't know if you know Dennis Purick, but he fights on one championship, and he ended up venturing out from House of Champions to open up his own gym. And so I've been there ever since he started doing that as well. And it's been nothing but the best.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about, like, such, you know, people of such pedigrees, right? Like, I mean, a one championship alumni there. Like, there's UFC fighters out of House of Champions and stuff like that. It must really help your career trajectory and really inform where you're looking to go and all.
Absolutely, yeah. Just surrounding yourself around the right people, people who are on the same path as you, doing all that kind of stuff, it motivates you more and it puts you into the right mindset of where you want to really be and do you really want this. So I love it and it pushes me harder.
Yeah, no, love to hear that, man. And just, yeah, it's so cool to follow along with the progression and stuff like that. And to that point, the next chapter of that story unfurling pretty soon, I guess, like in talking about your next opponent, because I feel like this is another thing that some fighters can kind of be one way or the other about. And as far as like some fighters really seem to enjoy getting like super heavy into, you know, studying their opponent, whereas some don't want to, I guess, get too preoccupied with what the opponent is going to do and try to implement their own game plan more so. Where are you at in that binary? I'm kind of setting there.
Well, it's always good to kind of have a little bit of an understanding of what your opponent's capable of and what their favorite things are to do. But, I mean, you got to go out there and you got to fight your own fight. If you're consumed in worrying about what the other person's going to do the whole time, you're going to allow them to do whatever they like, right? So I'm going in there, mindset is fight my fight, bring him into my world, and take it to him personally. I don't think he's going to be ready for the pressure. I'm going to be bringing a different type of game. So I just hope he's ready for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that like specifically oriented to a strategy you presumably want to keep secret? Or are we talking about like some new tools added to the game that you're really excited to show off in a sense?
Well, there's always new tools that I'm working on. I've been very, very hard on my wrestling, harping on that, making sure that's polished, because I grew up naturally doing striking, kickboxing, and stuff like that, so I've always been comfortable on my feet. But like I'm sure you could see in all my fights, like my progression in my wrestling has always been getting better and better, so I make it a very good point to make sure that my ground game is solid, so that way I can take the fight wherever I would like to go. But yeah, I have a couple new tricks on my sleeve that I have prepared for the fight day.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be an interesting fight, man. Like, I mean, I guess in talking about the, I guess, idea different fighters have of the fight, like some fighters are also heavy into like the visualization component in a certain sense. Like you kind of gave like a good balanced answer for like the tape study kind of portion there. But I mean, do you have like any kind of, I guess, understanding in your head, or I guess a reoccurring visualization of maybe how you see this fight ending, or perhaps not so much, like maybe like stay adaptable and see what the fight presents and all?
I have actually, it's funny, last night I was dreaming and I dreamt about it, but it honestly, I feel like it's going to be a ground and pound finish. That's what I'm envisioning. I think I've been working hard with my elbows and stuff like that. So, and I'm sharp. All my limbs are very, very bony and rigid, right? So everything comes off pretty sharp, like razor blades. So I'm looking to cut them open. Really give them something to look at for the rest of the time being. You always have that scar to be able to say, damn, that's from this guy.
That almost kind of speaks to the work in a certain sense, though, like the subconscious kind of coming through in the dream, because you talk about like how much, you know, paramount focus has been on the wrestling, but it seems like that finish you kind of saw there was in concert with like the striking base that you've already had for so many years. So kind of interesting that that's popping up in the dream. Probably says a little something, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been doing a lot of wrestling lately, and it's really consumed a lot of my time, and I love doing it now. Like, I found a new love for wrestling. When I was younger, it wasn't really much on my forefront to want to learn how to grapple and wrestle and do all that stuff. I just like to stand up and bang, but part of the MMA world, it's something that you definitely need to know, and I see how effective it really, really is. So knowing that now, I've made it a big, big part of my game. And I eat, sleep, and breathe it.
Yeah, no, it comes across, man, for sure. Definitely like that lifestyle of a martial artist sort of ethos. And I mean, a lot of the, you know, experience and growth does come from that consistent, you know, disciplined day-to-day work. But I'm wondering how much like just competing under a variety of promotions has also refined what you're doing, because I mean, you've got to compete with some good promotions in British Columbia and Ontario, just with like PFC, BFL, and also BTC.
Yeah, no, honestly, just experience is everything. So being able to venture out and fight under all these different organizations, it only helps with my experience and my composure, because if it's something that I want to fight on a premier fight league, right? So when you're doing that, you're going to be traveling, you're going to be a bunch of fans. So being able to kind of get a taste of it early helps with like composure, everything like that, my understanding of what's going on. So I don't think I'll really be overwhelmed about any type of situation like that moving forward.
Yeah, I get what you're saying in that sense. And I guess one of the last things I wanted to touch on, I mean, I would think that I understand the source of the nickname, but just been seeing on Tapology and some of the aggregators, the nickname being The Natural. I mean, I would think that would speak to how long you've been in martial arts and probably the aptitude that you've shown for it. But, like, who kind of gave you the moniker, and is there, like, a backstory on that?
That was more so just from, like, from my family, everything like that. I mean, fighting and martial arts has always been my life. I've been doing this literally since, like, I came out the womb, you know what I mean? Like, from even when I couldn't walk, my dad had me in his arms. I was able to start taking those little baby steps. I was hitting pads. So, I mean, it's always been a lifestyle of mine. So, I mean, naturally, it comes naturally to me. It's, yeah.
No, I love that.
You don't have to put in the hard work, though. Does not mean that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, that's the perfect combination, I would think, like the natural aptitude, but also knowing you got to show up every day and be consistent with it. So, yeah, I love to hear that, man. But like I was kind of saying before, definitely do want to be mindful of your time and schedule, and just really appreciate you coming on MMA Canada Radio, Noah. But in saying that, I'm wondering if maybe there's a final parting thought you wanted to add as we're kind of wrapping things up here, man.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate you having me out on the show and getting to speak a little bit of my mind. For any of those who are listening, you guys can definitely tune in March 16th. It'll be in Kingston, but it'll also be streamed live. Make sure you're not missing this show, because I know I'm ready to put on a show for everyone, and there's definitely going to be blood, so you're going to want to see it.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show, BTC 23 Revolution, and this Ethan Herod bout is definitely an exciting one. And yeah, to reiterate, thanks for coming on MMA Canada Radio, hopefully the first of many appearances. And yeah, looking forward to peeping the fight there, Noah. But until then, you have a good rest of your day, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And I do look forward to talking to you after the win.
No, I love that, man. Yeah, putting it out there and manifesting and all. But yeah, no, thanks so much again, man. It's been great getting to talk to you. You and your brothers are exciting fighters to watch, and it's going to be fun to see the next chapter in this story coming up here. So you have a good rest of your day, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. You too.